Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Spartathlon. Have you ever heard of it? It's the world's most grueling race. It's on in 17 days' time. Runners have 36 hours to complete 250 kilometres in sweltering heat. And there's a ceiling. Only 400 people from around the world can take part. It starts in Athens. There's a lottery. So hundreds, if not thousands, of people from all over the world apply. Why? I don't know. But one Maya woman was lucky enough to be drawn out of the lottery, if that's the way you would say it. And her name is Anne Jennings, and she's sitting in front of me now. Good afternoon, Anne.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Now, I didn't know this race existed until I picked up the Sunday Times yesterday. And in the magazine, they had a four-page spread on it, the Spartathlon.
So I believe I haven't seen it myself. My father was messaging me last night saying it was in the paper. So yes. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so you have to blame this guy, Pheidippides.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy back in 490 BC who ran seemingly the original marathon. And then this guy called John Foden, who's a student of Greek history, went back and retraced his tracks. And that's what you're going to be running in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
And you've done it before.
Yes, in 2019.
250 kilometres, which is what in old money?
I think it's worth about 153 miles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you mad?
Yes. It's my therapy.
Is it your therapy? Yeah. Is it?
No, it's wonderful to be able to, I suppose, to be able to go there and toe the line and, you know, to do it.
It's a privilege.
Yeah, it is a privilege, yeah.
Okay. Talk to me then about how you started, because you took to running late in life.
I did.
Go on, tell us.
I suppose I took to running, I suppose I would have played Gaelic and rugby grown up, and unfortunately then, as I kind of hit into my 30s, I had to have surgery. And it took me out of going back playing contact sport.
Can you talk about that surgery? Would you
prefer I had to have a hysterectomy.
So it was nothing
related to sport, okay. But I couldn't do physical contact sports anymore. So I kind of said to myself, what'll I do now? And I suppose when you've got children that as well, you're trying to do something that you can fit around them. So it started off, I suppose, you know, dropping the kids to school. And, you know, going from a lamppost at school to the next one, to suddenly 3 to 4, till suddenly you're doing 4K.
What year was this now?
That was 2012.
Right, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you what? You did a 5K, did you?
So a friend of mine was doing the Great Ireland Run, so she convinced me to do that 10K with her.
Yeah.
And I was terrified and she didn't sleep, but got through it. And just the feeling when you, as you know yourself, when you do something like that, you just feel amazing. And then you're signing up for the next event you can get.
Right, which is slightly longer, I suppose, and slightly longer again. And then in that first year, you went from 10K to half marathon to full marathon, did you?
Yeah, which is not the way to do it at all, but that's the way it transpired, yes.
And did you do much training for the 26 miles this year?
I kind of put all the training into about 3 weeks.
Right.
And ended up having a not very enjoyable marathon, but completed it and was delighted. So I said to myself, I'm coming back here next year, I'm going to do it right. And it went from there.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, you see, it's a big leap from 26.2 miles to 153 miles.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Like it's, you know, it's, you're running, what is this, 5 marathons, 6 marathons?
Yeah.
Six marathons?
Yeah.
In 36 hours?
Yeah. I
actually can't get my head around it, Anne. Okay, so what did you do in the middle then? After you did your second marathon then, what happened?
I suppose I went on and did a few more marathons, and I suppose I was curious then to see, I suppose, what the body and mind could do. You know, it was something I enjoyed, and I suppose I wanted to challenge myself. So I suppose I went from there. I would have done, you know, we'll say the Connemara Ultra.
Right. What's that? How long is that?
That's a marathon and a half.
Right.
So I kind of tiptoed around distances.
39, just 39 on, just short miles. Of 40 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there would be, we'll say, the Donaghadee 50K race. Which
that's down in Kildare, yeah.
Yeah, which, again, would have tried that. So I kind of noticed as I started going up in distance, I kind of liked, I suppose, the challenge. So it's a physical challenge, there's a mental challenge.
Yeah.
It's just curiosity.
curiosity, right?
I suppose you could put it, or madness.
Why did you run 153 miles? I was curious. I was just curious.
That's it.
Yeah, read about it then. Read about it.
I wait to see the sights.
Yeah. So when did you actually do the last one?
In 2019.
2019.
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, 400 people. It's something like, what, 60% drop out?
Yeah.
But you were part of the 40% that made it to the line.
Luckily, yes, I was. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We describe the route to people. So you start in Athens and you end in Sparta.
Yes.
So what do you do in between? What sort of terrain are you crossing?
You have all different types of terrain. So, I mean, you start off, the first marathon is nearly like you're on the M50 as such.
Right.
But then you're running through vineyards and you're running, you have a climb at 100 miles, you have a mountain, which is kind of like...
even when you say it there, you're going... Because you're gone back there in your head, haven't you?
I'm going back there in my head,
yes,
yeah.
A climb at 100 miles.
Yeah. So you've all different types of terrain. I suppose you have, you've got heat factors and you've got terrain factors,
yes,
and then you've got cut-off factors. So you have 75 cut-offs to meet along the way.
75,
yes. Yeah. So
right.
If you don't meet any of those cutoffs,
you're gone.
You're put into the death bus, as they call it, and you're out.
So say, for example, the first 50 miles, you have to get there within a certain amount of time,
yes,
or else you're gone.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they continue along the way.
They continue along the way.
It's sort of to save you from yourself, is it? In a way.
It is. You can have a crew. You can bring over a crew if you wish, but they're allowed to assist you at 17 of those 75.
Right.
And you're told which 17 they are, and if they go near you at any other point, you're disqualified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you manage to complete this in 2 weeks' time, you'll be the only Irish woman to complete two. Is that correct?
To complete two, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the things that can happen to you. Hallucinations, common after 24 hours of no sleep. Fainting. Blood pressure drops when runners stop, causing blackouts. Shrinking. They reckon you can shrink a half an inch during the race because of the pounding of your spine. Runners can burn 100 calories a mile but may feel too nauseous to eat. Blisters. Lose toenails. Feet swell. Chafing. Crotch, nipples, armpits.
Sounds great, doesn't
Dehydration.
It?
Dehydration. Heat stroke. Somebody described that they've done research on people who cross the line and some of the symptoms are like people who suffer from cirrhosis of the liver.
Okay.
Yeah, you knew all this, didn't you? But that's why your dad has read this now and he's gone.
Oh yeah, he's worrying.
He is worrying.
I know.
So tell me what's going on in your head now, because you were within 10 days of doing it last year and then it was cancelled.
Yeah.
That must have been, because it's huge preparation here, the amount of hours you put in a week. How many miles are you running a week?
It varies, to be quite honest. You'd be training probably six days a week.
Yes.
So it's obviously been tougher because of COVID and things like heat training and that.
How do you do heat training?
Well, normally you would have done it through use of a steam room or a sauna.
What, do you go in and run in a sauna?
Well, you'd probably go in and you'd go into the gym, we'll say, in a full tracksuit and run the treadmill maybe for half an hour.
Right.
In about three or four layers, and then into sit in the steam room for about an hour afterwards, just I suppose to adapt to the heat, because us poor Irish wouldn't be used to it.
Because you're running in temperatures of 37 degrees.
Yeah.
Just in case it wasn't difficult enough.
I know, and that's probably the hardest part is the heat. Yeah.
But surely the psychological thing of, you know, like when you get hit 50 miles, knowing that you've 103 miles to go, that must be difficult, is it?
Well, I suppose I've never thought of it. I haven't thought of it that way. I suppose when I went to run it, I suppose getting on the start line to me in the first case was a privilege.
The fact that you met their requirements and you got drawn
and
out of the lottery.
And I got there.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And I was on the start line with you know, all these...
Elites
to me. They're elites.
Well, you're an elite. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. But so to me, I was running 75 races. So that's the way I broke it down.
Right.
So you would have, we'll say maybe each stop between the checkpoints could be between 2.5K or 7K, 8K.
Yes.
So to me, it was like I was visualising my local park run. That's where I have to go to next, or I have to do something.
So it's what you've done as opposed to what you had to do psychologically.
Yeah. Psychologically.
I've done 3 out of 75. I've done 4 out of 75. And
it's a bit like that. And then you hit the mountain.
At 100 miles.
And you have to get over that. Yeah.
What do people who love you think about all this?
That, I suppose they think I'm a little bit mad.
Yeah.
And it, look, I suppose they see it as inspiring. I suppose they wonder why I do it. But in a way, I look at it saying, I don't want to be here in 10 years' time looking back saying, I wished I tried something. I'm sure we're all the same.
So that question you've obviously asked yourself as well. And I would imagine when you're, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of the night and you're
imagining cows walking across in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. Because you hallucinate, do you? What, have you hallucinated?
I have once before, yeah.
What did you see?
I saw lambs.
Right.
As a vegetarian, I saw lambs, yeah.
Right. Was there mint sauce involved in the plate?
Didn't
or just,
see
no?
that, no.
But would you, you must ask yourself when you're in the middle of it and like you've 18 hours done and 18 hours to go, why am I doing this? And what answer do you come up with?
Oh, you do. And you say, why, well, I'm never doing this again.
Yes.
And this is it. This is the, at the end, I'm done. But you, I suppose you just have to keep pushing yourself. So you just, I suppose I distract myself with something else. Or I'll,
like what?
Oh, I don't know. I'll think of... It could be anything. I think the last time I was naming out the Irish rugby team in my head and their positions. It really just
the men or the women?
The men.
The
men,
okay.
Something to distract your head.
So you're going Conor Murray, Johnny Sexton. Is that in your head?
Well, something like
Robbie
that,
Henshaw.
Or you know, it could be anything. Just I suppose to distract your head, or again visualizing I'm at my front door and I have to run.
Yes. And here's one of the other killers, one of many killers involved in this race. You're not allowed to wear headphones.
No.
Because your man, Pheidippides, he didn't have beats back in the day.
No.
49 BC. So where are you at now? I read in this article that coming up, you know, your final stages of preparation would involve a marathon a day. Are you at that level or...?
Not a marathon a day level. Everybody trains differently.
Yes.
Like you'd be definitely doing a marathon at least a week.
Okay.
Up until, I suppose, the peak of your training.
And what's the longest run you do before you do the race?
It's generally the Connemara 100-mile run.
100-mile run,
which
right.
I would have been on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get on with that?
I unfortunately had to drop out at 80 miles
right.
this year. I was feeling unwell and I just didn't want to risk it.
Yeah.
But I was happy with, I suppose, the distance I had covered.
Yeah.
But generally, yeah, about 100 miles, and it is kind of your biggest time on your feet as such.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do along the way? For like, there's water, obviously. Do you take, this is counterintuitive, but do you take salt tablets?
Yeah, you take...
What's the thinking there? What's the science behind that?
I suppose they're electrolytes, so it's
right.
You're sweating a lot. So I suppose it's getting the salts and that back in electrolytes back into your system, really.
Yeah.
So you would, I suppose, on longer runs and things like that, you try and avoid the likes of the gels and that,
yes.
Because they kind of would play havoc with your
stomach
after a while.
And then you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. No.
Yeah, you should check out the Kerry Ultramarathon. It took place over the weekend, 200 kilometres over the Kerry Mountains.
Yes.
Have you done that one?
No, I haven't.
No. 22 hours, 25 minutes, 44 seconds. That was Owen.
Yeah,
did that. So what's the date of it then? It's the, what date is it on?
The 24th September.
Right. Yes. And there are five people, including yourself, taking part from Ireland.
There are... It is so well. There's a few of us that are going over.
Yeah.
So we'll say there's three guys from the Philippines who live in Ireland.
Yes.
One from the UK, and then there's three of us running. We'll say under the Irish flag.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. And will you talk to us the other side?
I will.
How long does it take you to recover from that?
Oh. I suppose it depends. You probably think you're okay, but it takes, you know, you need to give yourself a good, I'd say, month anyways.
Month?
Just to, without running.
Yes, yeah.
You know, but... Yeah.
You're mad, but amazing.
Thanks.
that's what I think about it.
Thanks.
See, some of my friends think I'm mad just for doing, you know, 13.2 there on Saturday morning.
There
they think
go.
I'm mad. So I must introduce them
so
to you.
It's a different level of mad.
You're a different level of mad. Lovely to meet you, Anne. Thanks so much
million.
For coming in. Anish Toshanam, the Preep Skelton, and Noctile, Marion Nihulawan.